now, it's time for another edition of the soon-to-be award-winning segment, People Say the Darndest Things About Sports.
What did you say?
With your host, Junior Miller.
So I thought we would do this segment one more time before we head out on vacation next week.
And Gordon, know we're about to go on vacation.
Do you know we're going on vacation next week, Gordon?
I actually thought we had one more week of work, but no. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've had a lot of submissions from the World Cup, from the basketball playoffs, and the baseball season. And we start with P1 Doug, who sent this last Friday. I just turned on Canada versus Bosnia at Toronto Stadium, World Cup match. The crowd is belting out, "Oh, Canada." The wife, slightly distracted, looks up and asks, "How do they know all the words?" Me, "It's Canada playing in Canada." Says it's going to be a long 104 matches. P1 Reagan, "I'm sitting at my local watering hole yesterday, and my friend next to me looks over at the display," and Reagan sent a picture of the display, "and says, 'What are those, volleyballs?' We all laughed and said, 'No, they're soccer balls, you know, for the World Cup.' He says, 'Well, didn't we already win that?'" I guess he heard that the U.S. won its opening match and thought that was it.
Yep, that's everything.
We continue to laugh and say, "No, the thing really hasn't even started yet." And he said, "My friend has owned several sports bars over the year. You'd think he'd know about the World Cup."
Didn't we win it? Didn't we just win that?
That would be a story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
P1 Jim, "This is late May. The World Cup is about 2 weeks away. Person in my household, when is the World Cup? Me. The first match is 2 weeks away, and the first Dallas match is a couple of days after that. Person. Well, nobody's talking about the World Cup. Me. I think people are talking about the World Cup." Person. "Who is the USA team? Is it Austin FC? Me. Austin FC? Why would it be Austin FC? Person. Matthew McConaughey owns them."
Well, sure.
Well, then that's got to be our World Cup team.
Well, as soon as I heard that, I knew it was going to be McConaughey was going to be in there somehow.
P1 Michael, "It's game one of the Stanley Cup final. I have it on in the background while cleaning baby bottles. The national anthem is being sung. My wife. Are the players singing? Further context, she started watching me play hockey in 2005. In addition, I've easily watched 1,000 Stars games on TV with her in the same room since we got married in 2013. She even knows who Selena Ray is, who does the Stars anthem every game or most games. She saw the singer in Carolina was a bearded, long-haired guy and thought he was a player.
Because of the playoff pairs."
"She's been a P1 for a decade. Immediately after she asked that question, she then said, 'Are you sending this to Craig?'"
Oh, no.
P1 Scott, "As a Spurs fan, I had to watch Game 7 with OKC. And when she wasn't dozing, the wife was kind of watching with me. When it was over, she asked, 'Do you have any allegiance to OKC?' I just looked at her, trying to understand, as we've been married 30 years and she knows my Spurs fandom, but I was kind of speechless. She then clarified that because they are a Kansas City team, and since I went to the University of Kansas, maybe I root for them?"
Okay, she was half asleep, right? So
he says, "I guess she thought their team name was OOHKC. OKC. Or something, but the KC and OKC threw her, and she thought they were from Kansas City. And that's why she thought he might have allegiance."
I don't know where you start on that.
JW, "My wife, while watching the Spurs Thunder game from OKC, 'Why are they chanting Do Re Mi? Do Re Mi?' They were chanting OKC, OKC, but she thought the Thunder crowd was chanting Do Re Mi.
Big music fans. They were just warming up.
P1 Nathan, Thunder versus Spurs, Game 4, West Finals. The wife walks in the room. At the end of the first half, Wemby scores from half court at the buzzer. She exclaims, "Wow, he scored from the 50-yard line."
Where do you see 50 on there?
Wife exits. Wife exits. I start this email immediately. This is from P1 Brandon. He sent this a few weeks ago when the Mavericks announced they were moving to the old Valley View Mall property. And he sent this screen grab, and he said, "I saw this a few times in just one Robert Wolanski Facebook post. I imagine there are dozens, if not millions, more examples." So Robert posted something about the Mavericks moving to the Valley View location.
Mm-hmm.
And the first comment is Renee. "Valley View, as in heading up to Sanger, the city that had the tornado a couple of years back?" Then a reply to that. "Wow, 20 miles north of Denton? That seems extreme for the Mavericks." Then a reply to that from Adrian. "What the literal hell? No one wants to drive to the middle of nowhere to go to a Mavs game."
Boy, what if the Mavericks had said, "No, we're going to go north of Sanger, a little town of Valley View. There's just like three silos, and that's where we're going to build our arena."
I wonder if they would change their name at that point.
The Valley View Mavericks?
The smallest market.
Would that shock the Metroplex if the Mavericks decided to move to Valley View, population 800? P1 Chance. "My 8-year-old son has played Little League Baseball for a few years, but has only recently started paying attention to pro and college ball. Tonight, I overheard him ask my wife, who is the most famous baseball player of all time? She ran through the big names like Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle. Then I heard, 'Let's Google more recent players.' After a few moments of silence, she yells at me, 'Hey, is A-Rod still in prison?'
Whoa.
Me, he never went to prison. Her, yes, he did. Oh my God, he died in jail in 2017.
Yeah.
Me, do you mean Aaron Hernandez?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
It's Ahern.
Her, yeah, A-Rod. Even after she heard the name Aaron Hernandez, she still insisted that that was A-Rod.
Okay, good night. That's where you just call it a day at that point.
And finally, from P1 Michael, "Greetings from Manhattan Beach, California. My son just started playing Little League Baseball, and during one of his games this season, the opposing coach was complaining about balls and strikes, mouthing off, and being a world-class jerk the whole game. All afternoon, our team kept urging the ump to do something about it. 'Come on, Blue,' was a refrain that was regular from our side. Eventually, the ump had enough, and he tossed the other coach. A few days later, at the next game, after a bad call, someone from the stands yelled out, 'Come on, Blue,' to a different ump. My wife turns and says, 'Oh, that's weird. The umpire's name is Blue, too.'" She thought,
one name.
Two different games, two different
brothers
days.
Working that, a game.
Two different brothers. Umpires with the last name Blue. All right, people say the darndest things about sports. If you have any examples, you can email me, juniormiller@mindspring.com.